This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Something we were already planning on talking about was the quarterback battles that are going to probably be resolved this week. We had Joe Flacco get named the starter week one for the Browns. I don't know, 35 minutes ago, Cody, we learned that Daniel Jones will be the week one starter for the Colts. We were already planning on discussing what should the Colts do. I'm not saying Daniel Jones is good by any means, okay? But I think if you're a Colts fan for this year, not big picture, because big picture, Anthony Richardson wouldn't have been hurt as much as he already has been. And Anthony Richardson wouldn't have pulled himself out of the game. He'd be your franchise quarterback already. That would be the perfect scenario. He's clearly not that guy yet or ever. We'll see. Daniel Jones gives him a better chance to win games this year. I think that's something that we've discussed a few times, actually, going back to summer. There was a bet you could have made for him to be the week one star, and he was plus money, and it didn't make any sense. Daniel Jones gives him a better chance week one. Does that mean he'll be the starter all year? I have no idea. In fact, I'd probably guess that the answer is no. But if you think the Colts have any chance to push for a wild card spot and surprise people as a 9 or 10 win team, the only chance of that happening is with Daniel Jones. And you have a head coach that's job is on the line this year, too.
This is the problem. That is more the issue for me, because this is the difference between actual player on the field versus management. Because I'm not saying start Anthony Richardson, because in truth, you don't actually want to win 9 games, and instead you should want to lose to draft a quarterback that might actually make you better, which I do believe is at least somewhat true if you're the Colts. But Chris Ballard could lose his job if this team stinks again.
Fans have been calling for his job.
Well, he's had a chance to choose
job for a long time now.
I've never seen a GM have a chance to choose this many quarterbacks. It's unbelievable. He's chosen 18 different starting quarterbacks for the Colts and still has the job. It's nuts. You usually get like 2 bites at that apple and then they fire you. And he's legitimately probably started like 10 different guys. But the problem is like, I think Chris Ballard's in the same spot as a coach, because otherwise I would start Anthony Richardson, because Anthony Richardson is the worst player gold who you will win less games with. But Anthony Richardson is the only chance of these two guys to just unlock something that actually makes him a qualified NFL starter for multiple years. That ain't Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed. That's a placeholder. And it's a placeholder that makes me harder to get the guy I actually want. And so I would probably just play pure upside if I were the Colts. But because Ballard and the head coach both have a chance to lose your job.
I think Anthony Richardson is terrible. So I just
you're saying the upside isn't there because you
think I think Anthony Richardson's not going to pan out to be anything.
Which is why I think they actually should play him, because what they're going to do is the Colts are going to be in the same position they were with Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan and Carson Wentz. They're going to be a 7-9 win team. They might make the playoffs, but they shatter any chance that they have of getting a top quarterback.
Right. I don't disagree, but as we said, like, if you're Chris Ballard, if you're Shane Steichen, you're trying to save your job. You know, if you have a 5-win season, you're both gone. Like, I agree with you. From a fan perspective, I would rather them do exactly what you're saying.
It's the same spot they were in 5 years ago. Sure. It's like ever since Andrew Luck retired suddenly out of the blue,
and we're
they've
far
just
enough
been
removed.
They've been in a constant loop of the same thing over again.
We're far enough removed, right? Like, I understand Chris Ballard was put in a tough spot when he took over with the Luck situation. That was an awful spot.
But
like, it has been way too many years for that to be used as an excuse still.
Since then, yes.
6 or 7 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Since then, here's the quarterbacks that have started since Andrew Luck surprise retired on him. Brissett, Hoyer. Okay, that's the Andrew Luck year. Tough. Really tough. Rivers, Wentz, Ryan, Sam Ellinger, Nick Foles, Gardner Minshew, Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco, and now Daniel Jones. No offense. He keeps doing the same stupid plan.
Same old
Philip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, Nick Foles, Gardner Minshew, Joe Flacco, and now Daniel Jones. Hey, man, I know you don't like drafting quarterbacks. Tough.
Evidently, they aren't very good at it either, though, because Richardson, in fairness to him, he was in the same draft as Bryce Young and T.J. Stroud. They got the lesser of the quarterbacks. But this year,
he's also bad at finding aging quarterbacks to play good football.
I mean, look, I think Daniel Jones is the correct decision. If I'm Chris Ballard, that's exactly what I would have done heading into week one.
To protect my job, it probably is.
I think they're a better football team. If we're just talking about 2025, not big picture, if the goal is to win as many games as possible in 2025, and I would say that's the goal for most GMs, Daniel Jones is the correct decision. And to me, wasn't that hard of a decision.
I just think if my job was safe, I would have started Anthony Richardson. And I would have taken, and you're right, Cole, I actually don't disagree with you. I don't think there's some secret mediocre quarterback hiding in Anthony Richardson a la Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield. He just needs to be in the right situation. I don't see that at the moment, right? But it's Daniel Jones is done. Like, we know what he is. There is no story left to be told there. Like, with Anthony Richardson, even if it's a 2%, there's like a 2% chance that there's like a hidden quarterback in there. And if I knew my job was safe, it is what I would do. But like, I get how the Colts come to that decision between Ballard and Sikin and their job security and
so
all these other
best,
things.
Like, for me, best case scenario, Daniel Jones this year for the Colts.
Nine wins.
Oh yeah, that too. I agree. I think if everything went right, he's like the 17th best quarterback.
Yeah, probably.
If everything went right.
It feels high.
Unless I'm saying everything goes right. I'm not saying like that's like
you have Jonathan Taylor there, you know, you have
Pittman's obviously legit. Adonai Mitchell, we'll see if he takes a
Alec Pierce is solid, but he can't stay healthy. If he can stay healthy, maybe, you know, he's a good number two or three.
They're in a crappy division.
The offensive line, they have Quentin Nelson and guy and company.
They're in a bad division. I think they are. We can look it up later on the show, what their win total is and whether we would take the. I'll look at the official number. We'll find that out.
Probably about 6 or 7.5.
If it's 6.5, I would. If I had to take, I don't think I'm rushing to go make a bet on the Colts anyway. But if I had to make a bet on the Colts and you told me it was actually 6.5, I would take the over. I really would. If it was anything above 7.5, I would.
As of 2 weeks ago, it was 7.5. Let me find that old article.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.